With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Haiti is facing continued violence and unrest.
Armed gangs have launched new attacks in the suburbs of Haiti's capital. The once peaceful outskirts of Port-au-Prince were caught under heavy gunfire from gangs. Haiti's National Police Force remains understaffed and outmatched. Just a day before, gang members could be seen running in the streets of the capital. The U.S. rushed to evacuate its citizens, dozens heading to Florida. Gunmen in Haiti have set fire to police stations, forced the closure of Haiti's main international airport, and stormed the country's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, existing home sales increased to a one-year high in February as supply improved.
The National Association of Realtors says home sales jumped 9.5% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.38 million units, the highest level since February 2023. Economists had forecast home resales would fall to a rate of 3.94 million units. The rebound occurred despite a plunge in pending home sales in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A gunman ambushed police officers during a prison inmate transfer in Boise, Idaho, and now there's a manhunt for two people. Three corrections officers were shot and wounded. Secretary of State Blinken says the gaps are narrowing in indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas over another ceasefire and hostage release. Blinken is on his sixth visit to the Middle East. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend has been fired by the LA Dodgers. This following allegations of illegal gambling and massive theft from the Japanese baseball star. This is SRN News. As Christian films and even faith-based television series like The Chosen have grown in popularity, they've attracted actors and crews who are not necessarily rooted in the faith community. Chris Carpenter, managing site editor for the Christian Post's CrossMap platform, spoke with Tom Tradup of SRN News in Los Angeles.
A lot of the people who we talked with who were actors or actresses on The Chosen were not hesitant to say they were not believers.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, that was an interesting thing to experience at The Chosen premiere. I guess I knew there were some people in the cast that weren't believers, but like you said, they're very respectful of the material. And my hope and my prayer is that just being around that material on a consistent basis would rub off on them.
Carpenter adds that while there are some exceptions, the lion's share of mainstream actors performing in Christian films this year are people of faith. This is SRN News. More now on the LA Dodgers' surprising announcement firing the interpreter for its star Japanese player Shohei Ohtani after allegations of theft.
Ippei Mizuhara had been like Shohei Ohtani's shadow, accompanying the Japanese baseball star on practices, games, and press conferences. Now the longtime interpreter stands accused of massive theft. According to the American Sports Network, ESPN, at least $4.5 million were transferred from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaker. Mr. Mizuhara initially told ESPN that he'd asked the baseball star for help with his gambling debts, but then changed his story, now saying that Ohtani did not know about the issue and had not transferred any money. The team's senior communications director has told the BBC that they're still gathering information and confirmed the interpreter has been fired.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil. The firing took place while the Dodgers opened the season with games in South Korea. More details at srnnews.com.